pleased with a lot of things, especially the first half performance. I thought we were fantastic. We saw a very clinical side in Port Vale, who are a danger. But I thought we matched them and give them more, really, in the first half. And, you know, disappointing to concede early in the second half. And the timing of that goal, was important for us. But as I say, I think there were some key moments in the game which we didn't get in our favour today. And as much as I'm disappointed, I'm also very pleased with a lot of aspects of our game.
What were those key moments, do you feel?
Well, Danny said that the goalkeeper's pushed him in the area, pushed him over in the area, and you can't raise your hands. And that's a key moment. But if Mick, the referee, didn't see it, then he didn't see it. So you've got to take that. But at the moment, little key moments like that, if that had been out the other way around, we it's been going against us. But the goal in the second goal was a key moment for us. We should have defended it better. But as I say, there were a lot of things. We scored a fantastic goal. Gave Port Vale a real challenge in the first half, especially. Let's say when you come up against a very good side, you cannot let the little things happen to you, which we let a man run off us for the second goal. And I didn't think the penalty was a penalty either, but it went against us.
One thing that was noticeable, certainly for the first two goals anyway, all the Shottown reacted very well. You know, they didn't let it phase them. They carried on playing their football and they sort of carried on in getting the territory and the possession.
Yeah, as I say, you can tell by our crowd's reaction that they kept singing. They were fantastic today, and the players know that. They've been through a tough time. We've had one defeat in the last seven games and we want to now move on again. And they've got some character. They've got a good team spirit about them, and there was a lot of aspects of the game today to be pleased for.
Another goal as well for Danny Lopez, yeah. 3-3, that's quite a capture.
Yeah, fantastic goal. Great ball in the box from Kieran. And I thought, as I say, I thought we were a threat throughout the first half. And another goal for Danny, which is great. And if I can get him really, really fit, we'll have a good loan signing.
You mentioned Kieran Cadogan there, who's always a threat down the right-hand side, especially in that first half. He's on a sort of a short-term deal. Is there sort of any further movement on that?
No, I think we'll sit down with Kieran when the time's right. But at the moment, we've done all our business and we've got to now really prepare for Fleetwood in the Cup next week.
It's another tough game. Obviously, you played Fleetwood up at their place earlier on this season. What did you learn from that game? What will you need to do better next Saturday?
We'll keep 10 men on the pitch. 11 men on the pitch, rather, and not go down to 10 men. So we done all right up there. We were 1-1 and missed a penalty. But we'll go up there and